Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod. It is Wednesday the 9th of November, the 9th day of Napod Pomo. I'm trying to do a daily audio boo recording throughout November. And I'm trying to keep the focus on things that help me to get through this potentially gloomy time of the year. I've actually had quite a tough day today. You know, nothing serious or anything, just, you know, just a slightly wearying day work-wise, and you know, the drizzle and everything is starting to get me down, so I really do need to think about things that actually are kind of fun, and I have had some fun recently with going thrifting, as the Americans call it, going to charity shops and finding secondhand treasure. And I do something usually on a Monday. I join in with a blog linky, which is called Magpie Monday, which is on the Me and My Shadow blog. And the idea is that you post photos and a few words about some things that you have found recently through any kind of secondhand route, whether it's a charity shop or free cycle or car boot sales. Or whatever, eBay sometimes. And I've found some interesting stuff and I've put it up there and had lots of very nice comments on what I've found. It's nice actually to sort of be able to show off some nice things that I found. Also, it sort of gives me an extra incentive to go and see what I can find in charity shops, whether I'm at home at the weekend or somewhere else. I do tend to go and have a look and see what's there. It does require quite a lot of patience, quite a lot of sorting through, you know, pretty uninspiring stuff to find some real gems, but I have found some real gems and shown them off through Magpie Monday and then gone and had a look at what other people have found. There's some amazing stuff that people find, especially those people who are based in the US, who just seem to find some things that, you know, I can only look at with envy. Perfect, you know, 1960s luggage and all sorts. I look at some things and I think, wow, that's obviously never been used for 40 years or 50 years or whatever. Mind you, having said that, I inspired a certain amount of envy with my 1970s typewriter that had never been used. So, yes, even though I like gadgets, I also like old stuff. And I just really like the idea that something that has been perhaps, you know, used in the past or not used at all and sort of sitting around unloved for the last however many years is actually coming into use again. I mean, the typewriter, for example, I quite like having a play with that and doing things that look slightly old-fashioned. I'm planning to do my Christmas parcel tags with the typewriter. And I showed it to my two nieces who are sort of six, seven, eight, and they were just astounded by this thing. They'd never come across the concept of typing at all. They thought it was extraordinary and really enjoyed having to play with it. And of course, I've still got records and a record player. so sometimes old technology is nice. I've also got a nice assortment of knitted and crocheted blankets, which again my nieces love. I've had some lovely clothes secondhand. We've got a great dress agency in Beeston. That is something that I am enjoying about life is hunting down secondhand treasure and then showing it off on Magpie Monday. Bye for now.